We gather together on Good Friday in the darkness. The name for this little ritual is tenebrae, which is the Latin word for darkness. But the sun comes up today. Even on Good Friday, the sun still shines. So in this ceremony, we have this gradual extinguishing of the candles. It gets darker and darker, at least symbolically. It gets darker and darker. It's dark all night long. And in this darkness is when we experience the union with Jesus in his passion. Here in the parish, the Stations of the Cross started at 5 a.m. in the darkness. The extinguishing of the candles represents the effect of sin on us. When we sin, we bring darkness upon ourselves. And if we remain in sin, we remain in darkness. The worse the sin, the worse the darkness. The worst sin of all is the killing of God. And so when Christ was hung upon the cross, you know what the scripture says, darkness came over the whole earth with an eclipse of the sun. Darkness from noon to 3 p.m. Darkness in the middle of the day because the sun was extinguished. It shows how horrible sin is and how horrible its effects are. And yet, even on Good Friday, after the eclipse was over, the sun shone again. Just like this, even after all the candles are extinguished, the sun comes up. It reminds me of that passage where Jesus speaks about love of enemies. He says, the Father makes his sun shine on the bad and on the good. The sun shines on Judas and on the Blessed Virgin Mary. The sun shines on Caiaphas and on John the Apostle. Seems to us like it should rain on Good Friday. It should be dark all day, but it's not. Looks like today's going to be a bright sunny day. Maybe even a hot, bright sunny day. But the image of darkness is a valuable one. It's an image that we will return to tomorrow night when we gather in the darkness of the tomb Saturday evening, the darkness before the dawn. We gather in the darkness of death and we discover a new fire, a new candle, a new light, the light of Christ. That's the Easter Vigil. But that's jumping ahead a little bit. You can't jump all the way to light. Let's reflect a little bit more on Good Friday, on death and on blood. Blood is one of the prominent themes of these readings from the Office of Readings. In the letter to the Hebrews, it says, according to the law, almost everything is purified by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Everything is purified by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. That's why in the Old Testament, there is a lot of blood sacrifice. lots of animals are slaughtered to atone for sin and to sanctify, which, we, as we know, points to the New Testament and the one blood sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, the blood of Christ. But we have to reflect a little bit on this blood and this whole idea of bloodshed. The blood of animals, that's one thing. We still kill animals. We kill animals all the time. We don't usually kill them for sacrifice, although in every religion there's some kind of sacrificial offering. The killing of the animals was symbolic of the killing of evil, the killing of sin in us, the killing of evil in the world. And then the animals, at least part of them, were eaten, sacrificed and eaten. Sin is killed and then we receive nourishment, we receive food, and that food is also a part of the celebration. Because when we eat together, it's a sign of life, sign of communal life, celebration. Well, that's animal blood. What about human blood? That's something else. That crosses the line, you could say. We say it's not right to sacrifice human life in order to eliminate sin or eliminate evil, to kill evil in the world. It's not right. Human sacrifice, we reject it. And it's not right to treat human flesh as food either. That's cannibalism. Thinking of human blood makes me think of the terrible tragedy on display in Ukraine these days. In fact, the whole of Lent has been all about the shedding of blood in Ukraine. We know there's been tension between Russia and Ukraine for years. But as soon as Russia decides to draw blood, that's different. The evil of war is the shedding of human blood. Good Friday takes us one step further. Animal blood is one thing. Human blood is another thing. What about divine blood, the blood of God? Who would dare to shed the blood of God? Well, the objection is God doesn't have any blood, he's spirit. So that's not even a question. Until the Word became flesh, until God took on human nature and had flesh and blood, now God has blood. Who would dare to shed the blood of God? Who can kill God? Well, no one can simply kill him. He has to make it possible. He has to offer himself. And he does. Jesus, the Son of God, the Word of God, offers himself to be killed. He offers himself to be eaten. He is the sacrifice that is our eternal salvation. God reversing the evil that we do. In fact, reversing the worst possible evil we could ever do. Bringing light into the deepest darkness we could ever find. That's why later today we will hear the story of the Passion. We will hear about the death of Christ on the cross. We will kiss the cross or venerate the cross somehow. I think we're not allowed to touch the cross. But we'll honor the cross today. And we will receive Holy Communion. Because the sun shines on Good Friday too. Darkness, tenebrae, gives way to light, the light of life.